This is Dakota Datebook for April 26th. Today is National Arbor Day, but many states observe Arbor Day on different dates based on the best tree planting times. North Dakota's Arbor Day comes a week from now, the first Friday in May. Only Alaska and Maine have later dates in May, and some southern states observe Arbor Day in November, December, or even January. From its first days, Dakota Territory had a notable need for trees to supply lumber, fuel, and shelter. In 1862, the Homestead Act had invited settlers to populate public land. That was followed in 1873 by the Timber Culture Act, another way to claim 160 acres of land. These tree claims required trees to be planted on 40 of the 160 acres. After 10 years, each of those 40 acres had to have at least 2,700 trees. 625 had to be alive and thriving. In cases of extreme drought, grasshopper infestation, or other natural disasters, homesteaders could get extensions. Later amendments lowered the number of acres required from 40 to 10, and the number of years from 10 to 8. Any U.S. citizen over 21 could file tree claims, except married women, unless they could prove they were the heads of their households. But an 1875 ruling stated that a single woman with a tree claim wouldn't have to give it up if she got married, as long as she still fulfilled the requirements. When the conditions were met, the applicant and two credible witnesses made affidavits. A $10 fee was paid, and the deal was done. The applicant owned the land, along with its timber. Many people signed on for tree claims because there was no requirement to live on that land, but not many succeeded. Timber claims were more work, more expensive, and more trouble than regular claims. Plus, it took only 5 years to prove up on cultivated claims. In the end, many tree claims were abandoned, and in 1891, the Timber Culture Act was repealed. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.